What a topic for WTOP's tech guy tonight. Mother's Day, of all things. The holiday is coming up on Sunday, and Greg Stebbin joins us now with some gift ideas. So where do we begin here, Greg? Some high-tech flowers, perhaps?
Or maybe not high-tech at all, Bob. One of the things I want to suggest is if you're going to see Mom, and Mom is accustomed to spending time, quality time, both with you and your phone, because you're constantly talking on it, pulling it out to check your email and text messages and things, maybe the greatest gift you could give Mom is the gift of your undivided attention, and maybe you can do that in a really symbolic way by walking into the house, taking out your phone, turning it off in a big show for her, and then setting it face down on the counter and never touching it again until it's time to go, and letting her know that's exactly what you're going to do.
Well, that's really, really sweet. But of course, once you have that phone out and Mom has her own phone, you've got something else in mind here.
I do, actually. You know, oftentimes I think moms would like to be more engaged in the world of technology like all of her kids and her grandkids, and no one has taken the time to patiently, and I put a lot of emphasis on that word, patiently show her how all the things work. So you might take Mom out for a nice lunch and then sidle over next to her and spend part of the time showing her on your phone or on her phone or both how some of those nifty features work, because there's probably a lot of things that her phone does that she doesn't even know about, but she'd probably be very interested in them if she has a smartphone. She'd probably love to know how to use it better, and she'd probably love to talk with you about it and be part of the crowd.
I probably shouldn't go here, but this is a very generational thing, right? I mean, my mom, who's gone now, but I mean, she wanted a phone with a huge face, you know, and big letters and numbers, and that's all she cared about. But I suspect generationally now, moms are pretty hip.
They are, and that brings up a whole other thing, which is let's move away from phones and talk about what could be the greatest gift you could give your mom, and that is an iPad or another type of tablet. And this is especially true for moms who maybe have never used a computer or had very little interest in it. The beauty of tablets like an iPad is that moms, and boy, you can go online and read about all kinds of them in their 70s, 80s, and even 90s, who have been handed an iPad as a gift, and within an hour or two have suddenly become the pros of the family, because these devices were really made for people who to be able to pick up and immediately know how to use and no prior experience necessary. I think tablets are a great gift for Mom. They enable her to see photos, engage with the rest of the family using YouTube and Facebook, and watch movies on YouTube and things like that. I just think it's a great gift for a family who might think Mom would enjoy one.
Now, maybe grandmoms more than moms here, but how to use Skype, right?
Also a great use for an iPad or a computer that's at Mom's house. And Skype is really great because it enables Mom to interact with you and your siblings and her grandkids in a way that involves video chat. If you get her a web camera, and they're very inexpensive today, it's very easy to use. And frankly, that's the kind of thing that will really tickle Mom's fancy every day, because she can ping you through chat, she can do video conferencing, and all kinds of other things. Again, this is really a great gift for Mom, and it costs you nothing except your time to show her how to use it.
Our Mother's Day maven, our tech guy, Greg Stebbin tonight. Greg, thanks.
It's great to be here, Bob.
And of course, once you're helping Mom with all that other stuff, you help her set up that Facebook page too.